Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon, you East Coasters, and good morning, good evening, wherever you are across the country, around the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. And on that note, we are going to be talking about food today. Wonderful thing. It keeps you together. It's wonderful for social events. I mean, food is like the center of attraction, isn't it? And we're going to be talking about seven foods that fight the winter blues. Some of you may not be experiencing winter. It depends on where you are in the world. But where I am, Northeast, in America, it's definitely winter. It's in full swing and, what, five more weeks until springtime? I'll take it. Well, we're close to it anyway. So seven foods that fight the winter blues. And on top of that, right after that, I'm going to be sharing a Valentine's Day bonus. Yes, indeed, some information that some of us would like to know. Valentine's Day is this coming Saturday, the 14th, and so there's just certain things that we need to know about one specific item. I think we all probably know what that is, but if not, I'll share it with you a little bit later. So once again, seven foods that fight the winter blues. And there are, I can just share one or two with you, but I'm going to share seven. And I get this from my school that I attended, Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And pretty much it just talks about your mood and food. And why are we so gloomy or edgy or cranky in the winter time? Not getting enough vitamin D, not boosting our immunity, not boosting our mood. And so if your mood tends to drop along with the temperatures outside, we probably know why. It's totally normal to feel a bit down during these short days and long nights. And by the way, the days are getting a little bit longer and the nights are getting a little bit shorter. I don't know if you've noticed that, but there's a reason this is the time of year when many animals go into hibernation mode. So fortunately, when you hone in on the mood-boosting qualities of certain foods, you create a positive ripple effect on your body and mind. To reap these benefits, simply try to choose more happy whole foods that have an uplifting combination of antioxidants and essential nutrients. Perk up your plate with some of these cheerful and healthy picks. And I'm going to start off with the number one, because we want to be happy all year round, not just in the summertime when the sun is shining. Actually, for some of us, we get depressed. Human beings. Not me. Not at all. I love it when the sun shines. But I did meet an individual that says, oh, my gosh, the sun is coming out. Oh, no. I'm like, what? Very strange, but that individual preferred to see rain and clouds. Anyway, we're going to perk up our plate with some cheerful and healthy picks. Navel oranges, the vibrant orange peel and flesh of this sweet, juicy fruit, may be enough to make you all smiles. Zest the orange or slice it up to get the benefits of folic acid. And that's an effective blues buster. Tempo, mandarin, and navel oranges give you a natural dopamine-releasing sugar rush. And they're also a solid source of vitamin C. We definitely need that. And it's also been found to improve your mood. Vitamin C, go figure. You thought it was only for immune-boosting purposes, right? Well, vitamin C improves your mood as well. So, number two, we are going right into the second food that fights winter blues. Number two is sea vegetables. Sea vegetables are high in iodine and selenium. Sea vegetables such as nori, dulse, kelp, and kombu are a great way to balance your hormones and mood, energizing and nourishing, thanks to their supply of omega-3s, fiber, and iron. If you don't like the taste on its own, try sprinkling dried varieties on a rice dish or scoop some kelp powder into your morning smoothie. You can actually also sprinkle some on your salad, but it's wonderful, once again, for boosting your immunity, and not to mention they're rich in omega-3s, fiber, and iron, which is also good for you. Okay, chai tea. I make chai tea, homemade chai tea, all the time. Can't get out of a funk? Grab a cup of Indian chai tea that contains cardamom. This invigorating spice has long been used by those who practice Ayurveda to stabilize mood and treat symptoms of depression. Just smelling the combination of cardamom and cinnamon in the tea can provide an instant pick-me-up. When you smell spices, don't they smell invigorating? It's just wonderful to smell those, and boy, it fills your whole kitchen, therefore your whole house, with a wonderful, wonderful aroma. Now, cinnamon is on the least expensive side. Cardamom is not. So if you're going to get it, definitely get the best that you can. Use it sparingly, but a little goes a long way. All right, baby portobello mushroom, the blues with this edible, earthy mushroom that's high in mood-lifting vitamin D. You probably need some D anyway. Indeed, if you're closed in, you're hibernating, you need the D. Since the sun is a distant memory, a few weeks it'll be here. I mean, the sun does shine, don't get me wrong, but you definitely will feel the effects in the wintertime when it's about 20 degrees outside or less in some instances. Portobellos are also rich in niacin, riboflavin, and other B vitamins that support the brain in producing mood-regulating chemicals. Both portobello and shiitake mushrooms are regularly used in Oriental medicine for their healing and disease-fighting properties. So it's like the best of both worlds. You got vitamin D, vitamin B, and then disease-fighting, all these disease-fighting properties. It's wonderful. And it regulates your mood, of course. Okay. Harissa. This North African hot sauce made from red roasted peppers, serrano peppers, and other hot chilies contain the mouth-burning natural compound, capsaicin. Once your brain recognizes the spicy stuff that's entered your body, it responds by releasing mood-thing endorphins. Okay, so taking a little spice, get a kick in the head. The endorphins, they're mood-boosting. Tabasco sauce or hot salsa can also pack a powerful capsaicin punch, and both have warming properties. So if you're feeling a little cold, no pun intended, try some hot sauce or some hot peppers. And cayenne pepper is definitely not out of the picture. You can sprinkle cayenne pepper in pretty much anything. Wonderful for your beans as well. If you've ever tried it, make some chili and sprinkle some cayenne pepper on it. Wonderful, wonderful combination. Pinto beans. Here's another food that's going to fight the winter blues. Pinto beans. These little pink legumes are an amazing source of folic acid, a common treatment for mood swings. We spoke about the folic acid before in vitamin C. You can find those in oranges. Not only in oranges, but that's what we spoke about. We spoke about navel oranges specifically. So just, and by the way, it's a common treatment for mood swings, depression, and anxiety. Pinto beans. Yeah, well, folic acid that are contained in pinto beans. So probably easier for you to eat some beans than to go in pills all the time. You know, get your vitamins, your minerals from your food. Now, just a half cup serving is full of folate and stocked with other nutrients, including magnesium. This is also very important. We are low in magnesium and potassium, definitely. Our society, specifically our Western society, we're too high in sodium and too low in potassium and magnesium. And, you know, just a half cup serving of pinto beans are full of iron as well. So you've got your folate, your magnesium, your potassium, and your iron. Other beans that are rich in folic acid include mung beans, lentils and chickpeas. Love, 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 love lentils in my soup. Just throw them in there, let it do its work. Lentils in my soup. And chickpeas, I add that to several things. Homemade hummus you can make from chickpeas, of course. And that's what it's made from. And also you can add chickpeas or garbanzo beans to your several dishes. You can add it to your salads. But also, if you've ever tried it with tofu, a wonderful combination. So here's the last food that's going to fight the winter blues. Sun-dried tomatoes. Grab a handful of sun-dried tomatoes for a snack. All tomatoes are a good source of the antioxidant lycopene. But sun-dried ones actually have the highest concentration per serving. Lycopene is a phytochemical that may fight inflammation that causes depression and low mood. Consider using some tomato paste, cherry tomatoes, and even an all-natural ketchup to benefit from this blues-busting compound. So you've got your lycopene in the tomatoes. It doesn't have to be sun-dried. Once again, you can get them from... But it's more concentrated when you cook it. But don't think, oh, Coach Jesse said it's more concentrated when you cook it, so I'm going to eat me some ketchup. No. Especially not the adulterated ketchup with all the high fructose corn syrup. That's not the one you want to consume. That is highly addicting and bad for your health. So get your tomatoes and your lycopene from, you can get them from raw tomatoes as well in your salads. You can get them from your pastas, make sure it's whole grain. And once again, all natural ketchup, not the commercialized ones with the high fructose corn syrup. And some of them are doing better. Some of them are, you know, removing that. But still yet, there are plenty that don't. And if you happen to be one of those people who like to eat out burgers, you know, those famous burger places, restaurants, fast food restaurants, they do not provide you with ketchup without high fructose corn syrup. So let's get healthier. And hopefully, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're not one of those who go to the fast food restaurants and consume all of those type of fast foods. They're not called fast food for any other reason than what they're called. So let me know what foods you turn to for a natural pick-me-up. And there are some others, but we're just going to focus in on these seven. As I had mentioned, I'm going to offer you seven. And I did say that I was going to leave you with a Valentine's Day bonus. Now, this bonus consists of information because I love to share information. I love to share what I've learned. And this is something that most people like. Contrary to popular belief, not everyone likes this one thing that I'm going to share with you, but the majority of the population does. And that one thing is, no, not jewelry for Valentine's Day. We're talking about food here. Chocolate. Yes, chocolate. Can chocolate actually be good for your health? Well, Mayo Clinic and also MMD shed some light on it, and I'm going to share with you what they have to say about chocolate. Well, healthy chocolate sounds like a dream come true, but chocolate has not gained the status of health food quite yet. Still, chocolate's reputation is on the rise, as a growing number of studies suggest that it can be a heart-healthy choice. Now, we all know that February is American Heart Month, and what better time to talk about what can help your heart in the month of February than chocolate? Well, chocolate and its main ingredient, cocoa, appear to reduce risk factors for heart disease. Wonderful time for you to eat some chocolate, don't you think? Flavanols in cocoa beans have antioxidant effects that reduce cell damage implicated in heart disease. Flavanols, which are more prevalent in dark chocolate than in milk chocolate, also help lower blood pressure and improve vascular function. In addition, some research has linked chocolate consumption to reduced risks of diabetes, stroke, and heart attack. But here's one caveat. More research is needed to confirm these results. However, as in the words of Robin D. now, chocolate products can have other types of fat added, like milk fat or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, or even coconut or palm oil, both naturally saturated oils, in addition to cocoa butter. You don't want the milk chocolate. You just don't want that. You don't want it because it's full of partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. It's also loaded in way too much sugar. And it's definitely not good for your health, milk chocolate. Well, here's a rule of thumb that we all need to remember. If the chocolate contains fat ingredients other than cocoa butter, it might contain the more harmful saturated fats and trans fats rather than stearic acid. The only saturated fats that I would recommend personally is coconut oil. You're not going to find coconut oil in chocolate. You know, highly unlikely. So my suggestion, get your loved one some organic, dark chocolate this Valentine's Day. Guess what? It'll be worth it, and your hearts will thank you. All right. I hope this has helped you. Happy Valentine's Day to you this coming Saturday. And once again, remember what Coach Jesse said. Get some organic dark chocolate. That'll work. On to Wednesday's word. It comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. And the topic is God made you. You didn't make yourself. God made you. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, verse 3. God made you. You were fashioned in His own image. You are made in the image and likeness of the Creator. God had a purpose in making you. His primary purpose is that you would have fellowship with Him. If man does not have fellowship with God, he is lost, confused, and bewildered. Since he does not find his place, he has a sense of not fitting. There are thousands of people who admit and confess that they are unhappy. Security, recreation, pleasure, and a good community in which to live have not brought about the peace and happiness that they expected. The reason is that man was created in the image of God and cannot find complete rest, happiness, joy, and peace until he comes back to God. Here's a prayer for the day. Help me this day, Father, to tell others of the fellowship that can be theirs. Your love will enable me. And that's Wednesday's word. Remember, God made you. You didn't make yourself. He loves you too much. So don't give up. However, remember that every good thing comes from above, and you were created in His likeness and His image. So I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Listen, folks, reach out to me. Coach Jesse, reach out to me. And on that note, I'm going to say sayonara. Not really. I'm going to say have a wonderful Wednesday. Until next week, keep your heart healthy this month and always. God bless you, and bye-bye.